Hi, welcome to the In Between podcast. This is Kimberly speaking, and I'm here to help you with your transition from living a worldly life to now a godly life. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about is personal growth. Personal growth is something that everybody needs to go. Whether you're a Christian or not, there's personal growth that we all want to do. We want to be the best version of ourselves. And again, especially when it comes to being Christian, like, you want to be the best Christian you can be. You want to have the best relationship with God and be firm, and you just want to, you know, be that perfect Christian pretty much, like read your Bible every day and do this and this and that. Well, we're not always like that, and that's because we're human and we also get tired sometimes, or we get busy and things just get in the way. And sometimes we just kind of burn ourselves out trying to be a perfect Christian when God wants us to rest too. You know, and I just want to kind of put out there, like, we are plants, pretty much, okay? We have, starts off with that small little bit of faith that we begin, that seed, we're that seed that's growing, and as that seed grows, we have that little sprout, and then we slowly begin to grow roots, and those roots are ugly. They stay underneath the soil for a reason, because they are ugly. They're not pleasing to look at. They're annoying because they like to get everywhere and like to grow in like the most random places, even though the plant's like 7 feet away from it. And roots are just, they're not pretty, okay? But we can need those roots, because those roots are what gives us structure. That's the roots are what holds us together and the reason why the plant looks so beautiful and thrives above the soil. And so I want to talk a lot more about that for personal growth, is the roots of a plant. We have roots. We need us, like, whether it's, okay, I'm trying to, like, word this right. All right. So our roots is what builds us up, which is, like, the ugly stuff that we went through in life. Like, your storms, personal conviction, testimonies, spiritual warfare, mind battles. You know, whatever it is, those ugly situations in our lives, the ugly times, the times where we struggle, the times when money was short, those times when life was just so terrible, you were like, when is it going to end? Those are roots. Those are what makes your roots. That's what builds you up into the plant that you are above the soil. There's a reason why they're underneath the ground, like I said. And that is why we go through these ugly trials in our lives, because that is what builds us up. Those roots are what set us onto these things, because people can look at you and they were like, wait, weren't you just going through this? How are you thriving right now? Oh, there you go. You got an opportunity to talk about the gospel right there and there. Well, I was like this because Jesus saved my life, you know? And it's like those roots spread out for a reason as well. They spread out because they need room. They need room to grow, and we need that room to grow. We need that room, but for us, our roots, we're growing because we want to spread that. We want to spread our faith to everyone else. We want to spread it. We want to spread the love, the kindness, the goodness of God to everyone else. Just like how roots spread everywhere so they can make more room to make more plants around them. That's the reason why we grow. And that's our roots growing. And people can ask questions about that, or they can see us through these seasons of our life. And we can still grow from that. So it's just, there's that. And then cannot get the words out of my mind. I'm like brain fried. I'm sorry, guys. I just came from school and work, and I'm just brain fried. So I cannot get the words out of my mouth. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Okay. So again, we need roots, and those roots are the ugly things, okay? We go through these ugly times in our lives because that's what builds us up. We need to break out in that faith. We're going to go through these things, and we're going to fight battles. But also, you guys have to keep this in mind. Our relationship should not be one-sided with God. God should not be doing all the miracles, all the fighting, all the winning. He should not be doing that because, again, we're in a relationship, and relationship is two. It's like you're dating somebody and you're the only one doing the gifting and all the and you're paying for everything and you're driving everywhere and you're cleaning everything. Like, you wouldn't want to be in a relationship like that, would you? No. And God is the same way. Like, obviously he's going to be merciful and loving no matter what, but you have to keep it in mind. He cannot be the only one doing the fighting and all that stuff. You have to put play into your own life because this is your life that he's trying to save. And if you're not going to help out and you're not going to take the time and push through into your life by removing that secular music, by be careful of what you're watching or reading or putting in your head or surrounding yourself with, like, what's the point of him helping you if you're not even going to help yourself? This, you can't be one-sided with God. And so, again, going through those roots in your life where you have to struggle and everything, like, the devil's gonna tempt you. The devil's going to tempt you. He's gonna mess with you. It's not gonna be an easy walk, which is why we have those roots in our life, because that's what builds us up as characters, as spiritual warriors, really. We are gonna be going through the worst times of our lives sometimes. We're gonna go through the biggest storms where we feel like there's nowhere to turn and we can't breathe. And that's because the closer we get to God, the more the devil's gonna play into your head. That's just how it is. Because the closer you are to God, the more the devil's gonna see you as a threat. That's what he's gonna be like, oh, you're close to God? Well, here's lust. Here's temptation. Oh, here's anxiety. Here's depression. Here's your bankruptcy. Here, like, he's gonna put it all into your head. He's going to ruin your life if you let him. You have to stand your guard against the devil. And it's scientifically proven, or I don't know, something I learned in my psychology class, that you can switch up a mood just by smiling. A little bit of praise can remove anxiety. And that's science, not spiritual. Science. Science is telling you that by giving God praise, can remove anxiety. And you just can't let the devil fight you on this. You can't, because God's gonna obviously fight by your side. But if you're just gonna be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna do anything, I'm gonna fall into temptation, and then I'm gonna let God save me after that. No, you can't do that. You have to fight for yourself. You have to put these boundaries. You have to put discipline in your life so you're not falling into temptation. So you're not falling into sin or going back to where the devil wants you to be. You can't let him have the last laugh. No. You are a child of God. You are royalty because he is a king of kings and you're his son or daughter. You have to fight and not let that fallen angel remove you from where you're supposed to be. So again, those roots are what's going to build you up. That's what that right there, the process of you growing your roots right there, where the devil's going to tempt you and ruin you and try to mess you up, that right there is going to make you stronger. Because if you're like, oh, I can go through that, so I'm good, I can fight on longer, you're like, come on, devil, that's all you got, come on, fight me more, just come on. Like, that right there is what's gonna build you up above the soil and to that beautiful plant that you're gonna be. Whether it's a tree, strong roots, okay? Let's say it's a tree, okay? We're a tree. Those roots, you can see how long they are. You have to use machines to remove roots out of a tree. That's how strong you want your faith to be. That's how strong you want your roots are. That's how you're supposed to be if you keep fighting and keep strengthening yourself. You have to keep working on yourself and keep building those roots, because the more you fight the devil, the more your roots are going to get stronger. The more your roots are stronger, the better the foundation. And the better the foundation, the better the faith. I'm just saying, because God is so good, and you just want that life. You want that life where you can just walk out and breathe freely. Because God is so good. Like, you're going to go through that storm and you're going to look back and if you whatever, after the storm, you're gonna look back and be like, wow, I would not be here if it wasn't for that situation. I would not be there if this person did not leave me. If I would not be there if that person did not die. I would not be there if I didn't do this or if I didn't almost die. God is just that good, and I'm just so grateful. But that's all I wanted to talk to you guys about. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day, evening, or whatever. And just keep on praying and work on your roots. I love you guys. Okay, bye.